E. This is incredible, and this is what I want to do with my life. The actor Robert Williamson used to find Shakespeare boring. One day, he suddenly changed his mind. Sometimes what puts people off Shakespeare is school. When I studied Shakespeare at school, I couldn't understand what all the fuss was about. It was hard work. That all changed when I saw Shakespeare performed live. When I was 17, I saw Kenneth Branagh's touring company. I was just in tears at Hamlet and laughed at As You Like It. I just loved every minute of it. The passion of Hamlet. The angry young man appealed to me at 17. I thought, this is incredible, and this is what I want to do with my life. Universal literature. People often ask me if Shakespeare is still relevant today. My answer is that Shakespeare is the greatest author to speak about the human condition. He shows what it is to be in love, to be greedy, to have ambition, and all the important events in a human being's life. He writes the working class characters as well as he writes the kings. In my opinion, there is no author that speaks to people from every background as well as Shakespeare does. It doesn't matter that 400 years later we're going on jumbo jets or on the internet. We're still all falling in love, living and dying. Everyone who studies Shakespeare plays will fall in love and experience loss and all the terrible things and beautiful things that life has to offer. We're still doing the same things as they did in Shakespeare's day. We still have wars, for example. This is what Henry V is about. We might have a laptop under our arm or use smart bombs instead of a sword, but the human emotions are still the same. We still laugh about the same things as well. Shakespeare writes very bawdy comic characters that make jokes about just about everything. He can talk about things like what happens to us after death, and then in the next scene, he makes a joke about genitals. Characters. Sometimes you think, oh my God, Shakespeare doesn't like women because he said this, or he doesn't like poor people because he said that. But then another person says exactly the opposite in another play or in the same play. Shakespeare really presents all of life. As You Like It. One of the great things about the comedy As You Like It is that he made a woman the strong hero. Rosalind is the main intelligent character in the play. She is the one who sees what everything is. Young girls coming to see the play will see a very strong female role model. He showed that a woman can be as strong, witty and intelligent as a man can. Shakespeare was one of the first people to do that. Shakespeare had to dress the girl as a boy so that she could show that a woman could do anything a man could do. He showed that a woman can be just as smart as any man. He showed it by way of humour, and this was 350 years before women were able to vote in the UK. When Shakespeare wrote these plays, they were not just considered high art. Now many people think watching Shakespeare is like going to the opera, but the opera was for lords and ladies, kings and queens. Shakespeare's plays weren't written just for them. Ordinary people could pay a shilling, have a beer, shout at the actors, laugh at the bawdy jokes, and have a good night out. Shakespeare is for everybody.